I am going to begin this podcast with a loud sigh. Hello, friend. How are you? You've probably been wondering where I am. And I gotta tell you, the lunar eclipse of April 8th and the whatever that was that preceded it on March 25th totally kicked my butt. I am, if you listen to my podcast, you know this, that I'm generally pretty zen, pretty even keel. I just kind of go with the flow. And of course, things happen in my life, good things, bad things. I've never missed an episode, no matter what was happening. And yet that week that I actually missed an episode, I was like, I just cannot put anything on my plate. I am empty. My cup is empty. I am empty. I can't do it. I won't do it. I chose not to do it. And that got me thinking that I'd actually like to take a short break from Next Level Greatness. So that I can take time to reflect, recharge, and really feel into what I want season two of this podcast to be about. So let's go back to the eclipse. And don't be sad, or you can be sad, you can be anything you want, but I'm actually really excited because season two sounds really good to me. So let me tell you what's been going on. So again, I'm normally super even keel, zen, everything, despite life going on. And during March 25th to April 6th, it felt like a truck hit me and I was just on this emotional roller coaster and it felt so heavy. I'm not an astrology expert, but according to my astrology, my personal astrology, plus whatever was happening with the eclipse, I think a lot of people were just feeling really heavy. And I was like, I am so emotional and I refuse to juggle a million balls and to feel like I'm obligated to do something. And those few weeks, I was feeling that around my podcast and then just other things. Anyway, here comes the eclipse. I start reading about it and I'm like, oh my gosh, I guess this is like what's supposed to be happening. I'm supposed to be setting, not supposed to be, but like it's an invitation to set new intentions. When the eclipse happened, I was so receptive to the energies. I was standing outside. My husband caught a picture of me being outside with my glasses on, arms, it makes me emotional now, arms completely open wide. And I was talking to source. I was talking to God. I was talking to the creator, like the creator, with my arms open wide. And I was like, God, give me, like, bring me all the possibilities. I'm open to everything. I'm open to it all. I'm open to all the joy. I'm open to all of life. Bring me more prosperity, like prosperity in the big sense of everything, right? Like I was just embracing the oneness and the greatness of everything. And I was also opening my arms up to receive more joy, more of everything. It was so beautiful. And my husband captured that. And I was like, oh, I just started crying. And I was just crying spontaneously, like tears of joy were just like pouring out of my eyes. And I felt such joy. And this act of opening up my arms, like open wide to receive, I can't explain what was happening. It was like, I felt like I was being nourished by, I don't know, the neutrinos, the solar rays, the whatever the magic of the eclipse was. Like it just felt like I was being charged up. And then that the rest of the day felt like it was like 2 years, and I felt like I was like electrified. And I Googled it later, and it looks like when you experience a phenomenon, that something actually happens to your brain when you are in awe, when you see something awesome, awe-inspiring, there's an actual change that happens. Stop, guys. There's an actual change that happens in your brain, and I think that's what happened to many of us. But I made up the story that what the eclipse had done and all those beautiful solar rays, that what it had done was to charge me up powerfully for the next 20 years. Now, this is a narrative. This is a story. I don't know if it's true or not, but you know what? I like it. And at the end of the day, I know that we get to make up, we get to create the life that we want. We get to make up the story of our lives. And I was like, well, what if what this eclipse did was to charge me up for the next 20 years? And I also, for like a second or two, took my glasses off because of a reason. And I was like, oh my God, what's going to happen? And I was like, okay, well, if I don't go blind or ruin my retinas, then what if seeing the eclipse, and I'm not recommending this, you guys, I was really panicking afterwards. I was like, oh my God, what the hell did I do? But I was like, what if it gave me like some kind of superhuman powers, right? Which is insane. Again, I am not recommending this. This is just what happened, right? Like I looked at the thing for like a few seconds. I was like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Nothing has happened yet. And nothing will happen. That's what I said to myself. But anyway, I made up the story that I've been supercharged. And I liked that narrative. And then I just took some time to just like feel the sensations of my body in my body. And I could literally feel energy moving through my body. And that's what emotion is. Emotion is energy moving through the body. And I was like, this is wild. Like something is happening on a cellular level to me. And I went to sleep. I noticed that the dogs were super tired. Everybody went to sleep early. This morning I woke up. My husband kept sleeping and sleeping, which is unlike him. Storm is still like kind of passed out. And I was like, I feel completely different. I feel like I got recharged. And I feel this like peace, like deep inner peace, deep energy, deep, yeah, tranquility, and like so relaxed, which seems impossible after the 2 weeks that I have gone through, which really felt so emotional, so heavy. I was so tired. I was like, oh my God, I'm getting sick. And I was like, don't repeat that story, right? Don't embrace that narrative. I'm like, maybe I overdid it. Maybe I was doing too much. But how is it possible that from one day to the next, I could feel so completely different? And so here I am, feeling this amazingness, this like tranquility, serenity, peace, beauty beyond what I have been feeling the past few years, really. And we go out for a bit, we come back home, and one of the dogs had an accident upstairs. I threw the poop in the toilet, and that created a flood. All the alarms, that flood caused the fire alarms to go off. We didn't know how to turn them off. It caused a leak to go through the one of the floors to downstairs. Then the house alarm went off. We didn't know how to turn that off. The police came. And like there's so much chaos. The dogs are freaking out. My husband is like, why did this happen? And I was like, babe, but it did happen, right? I'm like, let's just stay calm and we'll handle everything. Because this is what happens. The universe will test you. The universe, God, whatever, will always test you. This experience of deep tranquility and serenity, and I would say even bliss, had to be tested. And it could not have happened any sooner. Like I was seriously experiencing the bliss, and then the poop hit the fan. And I was like, okay, this is a test. How am I going to live this? Right? Am I going to lose my tranquility, my bliss, my transformation because we're having a flood right now? No, I'm not. And so even though I'm very sensitive to sound and we had all sorts of alarms and all sorts of things happening for the 2 hours or so, an hour and a half probably, I didn't lose my calm. And I was like, this is who I am. This is who I am. And I'm so excited about the next chapter. So back to the little pause that I'm going to take for season one. I think it's just going to be a month. It's going to be, I think, under 2 months. I don't know. But you know what I did? Yesterday, I decided to listen to a few episodes. And I listened to an episode. First, I don't remember which I listened to first. It was episode 84. Episode 80, one was with Amy, one was with Sharon, two of my money magnet and Unchained clients. And I was like, oh my God, the work that I do is so impactful, important. And the women that I get to work with are so incredible. And so then I was just like listening, taking some notes. And then I started binging my own podcast, which I never do. I've never, in the 2 years that I've had this podcast, I've never binged my own podcast. I just usually record, I'll listen to it, but I won't binge myself. And I was like, something was happening within my cells. Something was happening within me. And I was like, this is a really good podcast. And not in some kind of like egoic way of like, I'm so amazing. It was like, wow, this is really good. Like, keep going, Barbie. Keep going. And it was just what I needed. Like, I needed to hear, this is going to sound so silly, like, I needed to hear the sound of my own voice. I needed to hear the frequency of my own voice. I needed to hear the frequency of the women's voices that have been in my programs, that have been guests on my show, and there have been men as well, but it's mostly women, and it's mostly women listeners, and my clients are mostly women. I just needed to be back in the frequency of my own podcast to realize how much I love it. And so I really don't know how long this hiatus is going to be. I don't think it's going to be long at all, because I'm like, oh my God, I love my podcast. But I love the idea of season one. Season one feels complete. After this one, season one feels complete, because where did we begin? We began Next Level Greatness with manifestation. I was talking a lot about manifestation. That's what the podcast was about. And I was teaching a manifestation course, Money Magnet, which was actually a manifestation course, but it turned into something else. And then I feel like for almost a year, I talked about manifestation. Then the second year, I started talking a lot about healing and my healing journey. And then I decided that I was a business coach. Like, I've always been a business coach because I've been in business for almost 17 years. But I was like, I'm going to brand myself as like the 8-figure brand coach. And I had a lot of really amazing humans on the podcast, guests, when I decided that I was a business coach. But there was something that happened within myself that I didn't like. Retrospectively, I didn't like it. I don't like it now. It was like I was focusing so much on like, look at what I've done. You know, look at what I did. Look at me. I've earned over $12 million in the online space, and you should want to work with me. And, you know, I'm giving myself grace because that's part of branding, right? Like that's part of having a business. Business is messy. And like, you get to try on different voices. It wasn't that I was being inauthentic, because I was being myself, but I was just trying a different angle. And yet like, it wasn't hitting the spot. And business was okay, but it wasn't like, it just wasn't doing it. And I made a shift probably like a month and a half ago, where I said, you know, I have this incredible network marketing business as a body partner. I want to focus on it again. And I want to teach my programs from like the core of who I am. My programs are open to everybody. I don't know if I exclusively want to be like a quote unquote business coach. And so I switched again. And with my network marketing business, I just decided, I asked myself, I was like, what do I need to do to have fun again? Like, really? And I made the decision, that's a talk for another day, where I said, Barbie, like, are you willing? Are you willing to really go all in again and do the work? It was like one of those coming to Jesus moments, because I had a call with one of the corporate mentors and I was like, you know what? No one's coming to save me. I'm a freaking leader. I'm a coach. I know how to lead people. I know how to coach people. And I was like, I'm not going to show up to a call and, you know, she's going to ask me like, what's your why? What's your reason for blah, 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 or whatever. And I was like, because I know what the questions are. So why don't I just save the time, cut to the chase, and ask myself this question. Am I willing to fall in love again with my network marketing business? Am I willing to do the work that is required to feel the satisfaction and the fulfillment and to have the quote-unquote success? And for me, the success only comes if I have satisfaction. And I didn't know what the answer was at first, I'll be honest. And that was really hard. And finally, I said yes to myself. Yes, I am willing. I am willing. And so I just decided I'm going to put this 8-figure mentor nonsense out the window for a while. And stop. And I don't know if it's coming back. And I just decided to focus on serving and having fun. And that's what I've been doing. I've been like serving and having fun, like truly asking myself, what content can I create to connect with people, connect with my audience, to connect with my clients in the fitness and health space, but also with my courses? And that's what I've been doing. And I also decided I don't enjoy Instagram all that much. I feel a lot of pressure to create. It's kind of stifling for me. And I'm like, and I don't even get many views on Instagram. And Facebook is my place. And I'm just like, you know what? F it. I'm just going to serve. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to apply the principles that I know of business, but I'm going to talk about whatever I want to talk about. And I'm going to pour my wisdom and knowledge into whatever I decide to do. So I ran a clean eating group, not clean eating. It's a meal prep and healthy mindset group with over 200 and something women. And it was like, ah, yes, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to serve. I'm supposed to give freely. I'm supposed to just pour myself into giving. And of course, I have a business, but what I realize is what I always knew is that when you give from the soul, from the heart, with pure intentions, people see that and they want to be a part of what you've got. And so my business is booming. And then I just found out like people were buying some of my courses online and I wasn't even promoting that. And I'm like, this is what I'm about. This is what I want to get back to, which is like the purity of why I started, which was to serve, which was to give, which was to give of my gifts and not be so focused on the outcome. So stage one, manifestation with my podcast. Stage two, it was healing, a lot of healing talk. Stage three, it was business. I'm an eight-figure mentor. Let me invite all these wonderful guests. They have been amazing, so I really enjoyed that. But you know what? I have to tell you, I really like talking to you by myself. And I think that honors my energy more as well. Like, this is very natural for me to be talking to you, just me and you right now. And I think that having all these guests, which was amazing, and I really thoroughly enjoyed it. Also, I did too many back to back, and I think it zapped my energy. It didn't honor my process. So I'm going to take a short little break with Next Level Greatness. I'm coming back, but I'm going to use this time simply to be. Eckhart Tolle says, nothing good, nothing great. That's what he says. Nothing great can come out of like hustle and bustle. The great things come from silence. And that's what I desire. I want that silence, that period of silence, so that I can just be and not even quote unquote think about my podcast, but just to be. And so I have it on my calendar to come back in a month and revisit and decide, do I want another month off or am I ready to start season two? And the chapter is open right now. I have no idea what season two is going to be about. I have no idea what this life post eclipse is going to be about. I really don't. I don't have any plans. I don't have, like, it's open. It's an open slate. It's an open, a blank slate, an open canvas, a blank canvas, a white canvas. What are we going to paint? So this is what I'd like from you. First, I want to tell you that I deeply appreciate your presence. I really do. Whenever you message me or I see a review or something and you just say something about the podcast, it's like, oh, someone's listening. Oh my God. Someone is impacted by my words. And I actually do need that. I'm going to sing regardless. But it really, really does like feed my soul to hear that you're being impacted by my podcast. So my ask of you is, I really mean it. Stop and leave a review if you have not on Apple. I'm asking for that review because they really do matter. We are a top 1.5% rated podcast. And by pausing, if I pause more than 2 months, it means that we lose all the data, and the data is pretty amazing. So I'm willing to let that go if that's the time that I need, but I am going to ask you to leave a review and to share with your friends, because when I come back, I'm here to serve, and I want more people to hear what I will be sharing on the podcast, whether it's me alone, solo, or with a guest. Anyway, this is like the end of the party when you're like, okay, it's time to go, but I don't want to go. I'm having so much fun. This is how I feel. I deeply love my podcast. I'm so grateful that you're here. And I'm going to see you soon. And you could revisit some of the episodes, leave your review, share. But I'll be back. I'll see you season two, okay? Bye.